Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville is broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources in the United States of America. My opinion, if you feel the same way, DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222. Ask them about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard-to-heat or hard-to-cool room in your home. We use DFH Mini Splits in our studio in both ESPN 680 and our soon-to-be 93.9 studio, or you can simply look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Yeah, I have some things to remind you about that we're doing, but I can't get to pull up on the email sheet. So
we have 5G, Steve.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that later.
Bang bang.
Yeah.
So on to mature adult conversation, Steve. Something has been bothering you after your film review. I've felt the tension. Mm-hmm. I've felt the uncomfort. I've felt something you either needing to change or you may be second-guessing yourself about something you may have seen in the film review. What is that in particular?
Well, a couple things. First thing, watching yesterday, it was raining, okay? So it was raining outside, so I had to do a little treadmill run. Shout out to Fitness Market, Chris Wyder and those guys. Appreciate it. Yeah, got that treadmill. It's getting treadmill season again. Mm-hmm. You know? So it's raining, so I say, okay, let me jump on here. I'm getting somewhere with this. Mm-hmm. I'm an outside runner. I like running outside. I'm really appreciative of my treadmill, but it's kind of,
yeah.
You know, just same scenery, same, you know. So when I've been running longer distances now, so I'm like, okay, I need some. I've got a TV up there. So I said, you know what? I'm going to be mature. You're much more mature than I am. We lose a lot of times. I'm like, what am I going to get from going back and watching it? You know, like, I don't know. We lost. We wasn't good. So I'm like, you know what? Let me take a little time since I'm going to be running. Let me watch this. Which, by the way, like a total idiot, I have my treadmill, and I hung my TV high. And I
hurt your neck.
Yeah, I thought aesthetically it would be a great idea. It's a terrible idea.
Yeah. You're gonna lose your balance.
Yeah, no, that's the problem. It's not even so. I mean, my neck, it's kind of a. But I'm like, yeah, you're 33 now. You know, like, I'm running, and the next thing you know, I mean,
this is not Rick Pitino's weight room.
No, you just hear it, and you're just like, You know, yeah, because I'm like, I start running over to the
side. By the way, whoever suggested that I drink my coffee like a real man yesterday, it's the worst idea you've ever given
to the
show.
Oh, you are drinking black coffee.
Oh, my God. Coffee is disgusting.
Want to focus? Maybe. So, anyways. So I pop on the game, the condensed game. So I'm watching. Few things immediately jumped off the screen. We're going to get to a couple of them. One thing that jumped off first was...
It's the worst.
Oh, Pittsburgh scored their last point with 11 minutes to go in the third quarter. They kick the field goal to go up 23-17 with 11 minutes to go
in the third quarter.
Final score was 23-20.
Now you sound like me being mad about the over not hitting last night.
Oh, yeah, right. I know. Yeah, no, this is not – this. It could be the same argument for two different reasons. But, yeah, no, this isn't gambling, Steve. This is just Louisville, Steve. Now, when I watched that, yesterday I thought we were pretty glowing about the defense for the most part. I thought we, again, not like we even said.
We gave their props.
We even said it was a little bit of a curve because of how out of place they looked at times against Miami. We were curving their grade a little bit. But when I noticed they scored their last point with 11 minutes to go, I bump them up to an A.
Defense.
Yeah. I gave them a B+ yesterday. I'm bumping them up to an A because I'm like, man, I mean, they did everything humanly possible there for you. So that was something immediately jumped off the page. Then I watched Malik because I was pretty critical of Malik's play yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
In your sliding scale, I went 70-30, Malik's fault, right, over O-line. I watched the game, and I watched him. And I got to be honest, I probably slide it further towards him.
Elaborate.
I probably go from 70 to 85 after rewatching. Little things. I would watch... And the O-line wasn't tremendous. Nobody's saying that.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. No, let's listen to that. What's that?
This is the game.
Oh, okay. I don't know why that sounded like a Fox baseball game. It sounded like Joe Buck calling a baseball game.
It sounded like the fake crowd noise.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I thought Jack, if you're back there pulling up Cubs clips, I'm going to stop this show and I'm going to jump through that window.
I wasn't going to, but now I might.
Now I might just do it.
Yeah,
perfect. So I'm watching this game. Okay, we got it. And I start watching
Malik. That was some good kicking.
Isn't that some crap, too? They're like, Pittsburgh's kicker hasn't hit a kick all year long. And then he just, bang, bang, bang.
All day, put up
what's Pittsburgh doing? They're lining up from 75. Bang. You know, like, what the heck? So here's the thing, though. I watched Malik more. And I watched, right there. You step up, you make a throw.
You step up. He's not sacking you on that one.
I thought the offensive line – and go back and watch it yourself. Don't just take my word for it. And
I don't know, man. Boone got – he just drove. Oh,
well, no, there were some plays where there's just simply nothing.
Wait a minute, Steve. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Look what he did to Adonis Boone on this play.
Jesus God. Yeah, that's embarrassing. Now that one –
You know what? I'm moving the scale back now.
Yeah, never mind. It's all offensive line. I changed my mind. This whole segment's dead. Commercial break.
We're doing a poor job on radio. Explain to somebody how many yards did he get driven straight back into Cunningham on that play? I lost.
Well, at least seven. I mean, it was seven. Like that defensive end just pushed Adonis Boone 7 yards into Malik Cunningham. That was atrocious. But here's my thing. Malik, there were a lot of times he had a pocket to throw the football. Mm-hmm. Might have been a small one. Might have needed to step up and make a play.
His windows were tighter. The pocket was smaller.
Yeah, nobody is saying the line was great by any stretch. But one thing about him, when he steps up in the pocket, he rarely ever steps up to throw.
Mm-hmm.
He tucks the football.
Or it's one of those pump fakes that it's like,
yeah,
you were trying to throw it and then you second guessed.
Sure.
Yeah.
And this isn't really necessarily a we need a change at quarterback segment.
Mm-hmm. But this is take some responsibility.
Yeah,
segment,
but this is take some responsibility moving forward if this is going to be the case.
But that was my point yesterday with the don't pull him out the game.
Sure.
Because you need to own the entire game.
Sure. And when he steps up, I start watching 78-80% of the time, he tucks the football. He'll step up into the pocket and he'll tuck the football. And it's like, at some point...
And he's not elusive like that.
No. And here's the thing.
Have I won you over with that?
Yes. Yeah, because... Yeah, no, 100%. You have. Because I always stuck to my Syracuse play.
Yeah.
Where he dropped Cisco from Syracuse. And I'm like, okay, man, he can run out in the field. I still think he can run in open field.
No, he can run.
Yeah.
But he's not elusive.
Yeah. And the thing is what he... If he's going to continue to be the guy... We'll talk about that in a second, too. But I think... You have to talk to him about a couple things. He has to keep his head up down the field. He has to say, look, you're either a quarterback or a runner at this point. Because one thing, great, I'm not going straight to Lamar Jackson. Really good running quarterbacks do. Derek King, different ones. They make that decision and they go. Like, okay, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I'm tucking it and I'm going. He will step up. He keeps his head down, he'll tuck it, and he won't really go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And then the pocket just kind of collapses around him, or somebody makes a play and gets in there, and then we sit there and go, God, the offensive line sucks.
Almost like he doesn't have a first step. It takes two or three steps to get him his momentum going or something.
It's I'll use this word lightly because I know racially this is something that has been used against people for a long time, so I'm okay with that. But it's just almost like the QB IQ of him is not there.
Right.
It's like, okay, I don't know what exactly – he doesn't manipulate at any point manipulate a defense. He doesn't follow through with his fakes. He doesn't – you know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that. I just watching – who was I watching in particular the other day? Aaron Rodgers is who I was watching, right?
Yeah, Satan.
I watched Aaron Rodgers exaggerate –
it's not funny, Jack.
His post-handoff plays. And the reason it caught my attention is because he doesn't do that a lot. Or years prior, he didn't do that a lot. But it was just jumping off the screen. And then, I started watching other teams. He's not carrying out the play actions after he hands the ball off. You have to come out of that play action if you hand it off like somebody. Put it this way. With a cameraman that bad, not one time did they follow you.
They sucked. That cameraman sucked. But that's a great point.
And you didn't fake the cameraman out one time.
Not one time. Because that cameraman was there.
He was the worst.
What about Avery gets the pick and like they zoom straight? Like it's like Avery all of a sudden, I have a 70-inch TV. And it's like CJ Avery is just like, you know.
You could not.
I think they're the worst one. I think it was in the third quarter. Cunningham throws a ball. He like takes a deep shot down
and we're
the
like,
field.
What? Did we score? I don't know.
And the clock's still moving. So you're thinking. Was the pass completed?
I'm on the phone with Marcus, and I'm like, what happened? You know, it was terrible. So,
and you didn't fake out.
Yeah,
you didn't fake out that cameraman.
I know. Yeah, no, that was rough. So and that's what I mean when I'm saying his quarterback IQ just is not. I don't want to say it's not there. It's just not to the level we need it to be.
After you started a full season last year,
yeah.
And you had an entire offseason.
I know.
You don't want to be at game three saying, okay, where did he improve at?
Yes.
Did he improve? Did he regress? Because the next time he has a game like this, we're asking the next question. Were you reading your press clippings all offseason?
Yeah, no, 100%. That's and Malik's a great kid. Great, you know, I mean, like,
no, we're trying to analyze and figure out what.
Yeah, I don't think there's any kind of character flaw there. That's not the case. But I do think, I mean, you've got to start asking questions like you're asking. Why is there been zero improvement?
Javian Hawkins pulled away.
I was glad to see that. That was something I always worried about with him.
Yeah, my point. My Javian Hawkins.
Okay, this is a good point. Yeah.
In the offseason, when we were sitting around watching his Instagram, watching him do extensive workout sand.
Because what did we say about Javian Hawkins last year? He gets caught a lot.
Yep.
You know, we're like, he really doesn't pull away on the you know, I mean, multiple times. You're like, I mean, even against Notre Dame, you saw was it Reese Davis was like, it's a foot right, oh no, he caught it, you know. It was like
no, he ran away from somebody.
But we watched, I know I'm stepping all over point, we watched him and Hassan Hall in the sand. There was constant videos of him. I watch him take a handoff, go 75 yards with dudes right on his tail that have angles, outrun every one of them and score. That's improvement from Javian Hawkins. He took another step.
We saw it with our own two eyes.
Yes.
You've gotten better at balance.
Right.
After contact, staying on your feet for getting those extra.
Sure.
Like, we saw that.
And you're missing Becton, you're missing Haycraft. So, yeah, maybe your stats don't show it. If you want, I mean, if you wanted to bounce back and say, well, during his first three games, he's only got this many. Last year, he had this many. I don't care. This Javian Hawkins is better.
Mm-hmm.
He's better. What has Malik improved at is what I'm worried about.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a big thing everyone's missing here.
Okay.
And our guy Kelly Dickey put it out on Twitter a couple days ago. Malik Cunningham, when he's going by Malik,
I did hear this,
is 1-6 as a starter. When he goes by Mikhail, he's 7-3. You got to change the name back. There's no other option.
Jack, a lot of times I'd roll my eyes at that, but that stat was so
on Tuesday. On Tuesday, I'll play that game.
That
it is Tuesday.
That stat was so the numbers were so different that I was like, well, maybe there is something.
It's like when they show the number of Louisville fans saying, we're cursed when we do wideouts. It's like, that's a stupid take.
I know.
It's dumb.
I know.
But this one, I can't help it.
But we are cursed when we do those. So, I feel you, you're wrong.
Listen, when we turned on the Tax Boys.
Yes. Yes.
We turned on them.
No, we did. You turned on them from the beginning. I was like, it's the greatest thing ever. They're going to be the greatest secondary we've ever seen, the Tax Boys. And then I'm like, what the?
No.
What are we doing?
On Tuesday?
Next thing I know, Chucky Williams is getting thrown into the third row by my guy from the Packers.
from
Boston Dillon. College. AJ Dillon is like throwing him. That was the most disrespectful thing I've saw since the Auburn dude with Kentucky. It's just like, freak out of here.
That was bad, Steve.
Jackass.
You didn't tell me how bad it was.
I know. It was terrible.
Until I saw the video. Yeah.
No, it was Chucky Williams-esque.
The photo is the best part.
The photo is what made it worse. At least nobody got like Chucky Williams. But yeah.
Was it the flex or the last mush? Like the face mush?
Oh, I think it was the mush to me. As a football player, to me. And you're a trash talker and you didn't say nothing back. So it's like, okay, he got you.
You know what I like to, but I hate? We use this reference with Miami too. Miami's not getting called for, and I'm saying Miami as a program.
Mm-hmm.
It's just some things you're not going to call a Miami player for.
Right. No, it happened to us last year. Remember Miami scored that touchdown, jumped right up into somebody's face? Yeah, it's like, yeah, they're Miami. I mean, they really do have that rep. Like,
right.
You know, it's like, well, that's what they do.
Right. Like Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
You mushed him.
Yes.
You caught this touchdown. You mushed
him. In front of 70,000 people. 18. I'm moving to the South. I'm moving to the South.
I heard a roar in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I immediately went to the internet.
Yeah.
What's Auburn?
Yeah.
What's their allowances?
Yeah.
Because I heard a roar.
That's one pass I did give Kentucky. I'm like, no, y'all played in front of an Auburn crowd.
That's the one thing you said, 17,000 fans. All it took was the opening shot to see, oh, no, there's no chance. That's at least 35,000.
You know what I thought?
Get out of here.
Yeah. I was actually thinking, Steve, this is me trying to, this is how ignorant I am.
Okay.
Man, they only allowed 12,000 in there. Man, I bet they're out in the parking lot tailgating and they all roared simultaneously.
You know what it is? You know how teams skew ticket sales and everything to like where they say, oh yeah, there's 23,000 here and there's actually only like 18,000. Like they're doing the opposite currently.
Yes.
Yes.
No, that's right.
That's such another Louisville thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you and I are at our angriest.
Yes.
I'm gonna let everybody in on a secret. Like,
all right.
When I'm really, really mad.
Texter who said, did we watch the same guy? Elaborate. I'm curious. I want to hear what you're talking about. Okay, when you're really mad.
Shh. Okay. Go pay some damn players.
Okay.
Go get us some players.
Okay.
How much do they cost?
What happened?
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When Tyler does what he does, go get me one of those.
Yeah.
I don't care. Christian. Come on.
Yeah. Yes.
We need players. Satterfield.
Yes.
I need a five-star like like the one we're about to play against Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
The running back.
Yeah.
I'm really, really angry.
No, yeah.
I really thought, Steve, that there were just people out in the parking lot making noise when I saw a play happen.
They were not. They were not. They were in the stadium.
And here I got this clean AD.
Mm-hmm.
Who's actually going to go by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
I got this clean football coach
mm-hmm.
who just looks in the mirror. I hate when I say, Marcus, just do better.
Yeah.
Like, I can know I got the raw end of this deal 10 ways, and I'm like, Marcus, just work harder.
Yeah.
No, Marcus, cheat.
Yes.
Find a way to cheat.
Yes. This is a conversation we had last night. So I will ask again. What has Malik improved on this season? And this is my biggest worry going forward.
It's his football does not come out harder, which I was hoping to see.
Oh, I know. That's something he hasn't improved on. I mean, I'm asking the tough question. What has he improved on this season? And I think the answer is nothing. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I think the answer is nothing.
Through three games. If you had to come up with something, if I were you and I said you need to give Malik some confidence, mm-hmm. what would you tell him he's doing better?
Oh, man. I mean, see,
I was counseling him, I'd say, listen, you know the playbook more than you did last year.
Yeah.
You should be more confident about your decisions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rely.
But see, that would be the only thing you could do.
Yeah, and that's not even like a tangible improvement. That's just that's like improvement by default by just being there long.
See, I agree. Because it's like I don't even see that there's anything I could tangibly say, this is what you're doing.
Dwayne.
What'd he say?
You know what he said. You know what I mean?
The only thing I could say to him would be, well, if you just you're close, if you would keep your head up in the pocket, take a step up, don't tuck it, throw the football, hey, you may get sacked. Hey, you may open yourself up to a strip sack sometimes.
I'm okay. I do accept that.
That's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I accept that. But you have to.
You can't keep going backwards. Your arm is not strong enough.
You have taken our offense right now. And here's what we said all summer. We said, we got Javian Hawkins, we got Hassan Hall, we got Marshawn Forge, we got Ian Pfeiffer, we got Des Fitzpatrick,
all
we got Tutu Atwell, Justin Marshall. You know, we went down the list. Right now, your play has taken our offense to, well, we have Malik, Hawkins, and Marshawn Ford. You've kind of taken everybody else out of the offense because they're not getting plays. And what did we say? We said in game one, we said, well, Des is showing, man, you get him the ball, he's underrated. He can make plays with the ball in his hand.
He actually looks like he worked on his awareness when he's catching the ball.
Absolutely.
To get yak yards.
Yes, 100%. I thought that.
He's running through the catch instead of waiting on the football to come to him.
Yes.
You've seen at least three plays where you said, okay, last year he was running to the marker and he was stopping and turning around.
Yeah.
This year he's running back through, which is buying him, you know, 4 feet of space to go make a move.
Yeah. So Braden's shown you can bobble a snap, which has happened against Pittsburgh, throw it out to him still, and he can take off down the sideline. Like, he can make a play. Tutu in the open field. Think about it. Towards the end of the game, on the last drive, we tried to run a middle screen to Tutu Atwell. He had one guy to beat, right? And now I don't know if he'd have scored or not, but he had one guy to beat. He would have got 15 or 20. Malik, not staring down a rush at all, misses that throw. On the last drive of the game, it's like, that changes everything, man. You know, and little plays, you've got so many playmakers. Justin Marshall can make a play. He's a big kid. So this is the dilemma I run into.
He's had two very disappointing drops.
He is kind of disappointing me a little bit. I will say that, because I had a lot of high expectations for him coming in. So, but here's the thing. So this is where me as a fan, when I'm just looking at what can I fix? Do I go with an Evan? Do I go with somebody and just say, we're going to have to simplify things up a little bit? But at the end of the day, Malik, if you can't simply get the ball on a screen to my playmakers on a
tighter rope.
Quicker, snap, go.
You're going to, again, I am Mr. 1 second is an eternity.
Sure.
0.7 seconds. Mm. Difference is an eternity.
100%.
That is like in two people in motion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A second or 0.7 seconds is the difference between me being able to shake this one man coverage wide receiver between, you know, this football getting here on a rope. I give this dude one and I'm gone.
Yeah.
Or he's hitting me in my ribs when the football is getting here.
Yeah.
From snap to pass. You know what I'm saying? 0.7 seconds.
Yeah.
You're dude. Listen, Evan, T, Puma, if you guys have to do the, if you have to get the football,
yeah,
spin it, line it up, turn to the side with your whole body to whip it out to the side. Or if your slant route, if you can't go from snap to slant route, you know, without the extra wasted stuff.
Yeah.
I have to go to practice and say, Evan T, you guys got 2 weeks to speed up your release and delivery.
Yeah.
If on Friday of next week, in 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
If on Friday, if I want every throw you make for the next 2 weeks,
yeah,
get your extra time in. You get a center, you get two wide receivers, Evan and T. You know,
yeah.
I want five of y'all to put in 1 hour of slant and the bubble screen, the receiver. Yeah, yeah. Actually, it's not a screen. It's just just throwing it out to the receiver.
Yeah.
For 1 hour every day, and the goal is to get it out fast. And if you show me you can do these, I'll give you one of you guys a 3-to-1 drive share.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. And maybe that's something you look at, but it's one of those deals. And like I said, I'm not saying I'm necessarily calling for that or not, but I'm saying everything has to be looked at.
Are we going to get an update on Puma Pass or what?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with that. Coach Satterfield's talking today at 5, right? I think today at 5 is when they got him after practice. So maybe so. I don't know.
I didn't see anything on Twitter.
No. It was just personal reasons, and that was the last we heard about it. So, but I don't think I'm doing that either, though. So,
whoever it is, all we're working on is short, quick passes and letting it go.
Yeah,
because that's the only thing to me. That's the only thing that's going to get Malik out off the football field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there something that caught your attention?
Yeah, that fire. It's like, oh, I didn't know that could happen. That's terrifying. They're showing you how your whole chimney can catch on fire.
No.
If you don't clean it out.
It's a sweeping log. Is it meant to clean the chimney?
I don't know.
That was an interesting.
But the thought of fire shooting out of the top of my chimney is terrifying. Well, I don't have a chimney, but if I did, it'd be terrifying. Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't become a pyro. My grandma used to let me do the fire. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Oh, they scared me.
Oh, I loved it. I would get all the newspaper, and I would get so much newspaper and stuff it under those logs.
Oh, I know.
I would lay down there with my face almost touching the newspaper. And I had the long grill lighter.
Yeah.
And I would I loved it. And I look, and then I get the poke, you know, the little poker, and move the logs around. I got to be the house fireman.
Yes.
The house fireman, which should have turned me into a full-blown pyro.
Terrifying.
2 weeks, what do you expect? Malik, another full game?
Mm-hmm.
A timeshare? Or a new quarterback? Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville is broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Texter says, hey, guys, I think Malik will be fine, but he has to make short passes so that they respect it more. Our offense is built around the play action, but we're calling those an obvious passing down that takes away from the time to get a look for the receivers. And with the rushes I've been seeing, it had him with happy feet and a fear of what to come. Here's the problem with that in my mind. While theoretically, it makes perfect sense. There's a lot of guys up close to the line now.
Yeah.
You have to back them off of that line before you do. Because here's the thing. Four down linemen and four linebackers all sniffing around. You can't run those quick screens and quick slants in the middle. You can't work Marshawn Ford in the middle. I mean, those, you have to have amazing accuracy. Right in front of the fans, Steve.
Right in front of the fans.
There's nothing I can do.
You.
It just showed up.
You have to stretch them, get them away from that line. So, it has to be past 10 yards.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but here's the thing. That's why we keep on saying your manipulation of the pocket, you're stepping up into the pocket. You know, your accuracy on the run isn't great. So, you know, the rollouts that we have tried have not been successful because everybody's sniffing around the line.
Well, I think that's the problem. Yeah. I mean, what you're saying is 100% true is I agree with the texter there. I agree that to an extent, that would be the answer. But for one, we've got so much speed and talent at the receiver position, and it's literally taking our downfield game away. What?
No,
I know. No, yeah,
listen,
okay.
You said that,
and
I just looked up in the air, and I just saw Braden Smith, and I'm like, you can't waste that.
Yeah, okay. I was like, what did you just read?
No, nothing at all. Yeah, I literally went visual and said, no. Okay, The question I asked heading into the break, I'll also open up to the phone lines. 3831939 is the text line. You can answer it on Twitter because Steve and I also read those during the show.
Sure.
So, headed into break, 2 weeks. And I'm saying 2 weeks. I realize it's not really 2 weeks, but 2 weeks from now.
Right.
Do you see in the game an improved Malik Cunningham? Still your quarterback. Nothing's changed. Do you see a timeshare? If you see a timeshare, what level of timeshare? Do you see a shortened leash? If you just had to, if you could go into the future, Steve,
yeah,
and watch Malik Cunningham and watch the game and come back to me, what would you say I saw?
I would say,
what do you expect to happen? Factoring in your coaches, your backups, you know, the importance of the game in Atlanta, you know, just where we are, where would you see the quarterback situation when that game is over?
When the game's over.
Like how would the game have gone substitution wise?
I think you're going to see more than one quarterback.
For starters.
I do think you're going to see more than one. I think Malik will start. Now, we'll know a little more. We may hear Satterfield today, and we may go, if we hear Coach Satterfield, then we might be like, I don't know. You know,
does Satterfield do the, yeah, Malik, our doctors are telling us.
Well, if he does the, hey, it's a competition, then I'm going to go, ooh, he may not be. I do think Malik will start, but I think you're going to see multiple. I think you'll see. I don't know that it'll be a full, like, hey, this is Malik your job or not. But I do think you're going to see some series here and there where it's like, okay, you know, let's try a little bit of this. One, because this is a game. While Georgia Tech, I think Collins has Georgia Tech on the right track. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to get Georgia Tech rolling because he seems to get that Atlanta area.
That's all you need.
It's still a game this year you should win. You know, probably win. Not easy, but I mean, you should probably win this game by double digits, you know? I mean,
yeah, you have to win this game.
Well, you have to win.
I'm not even just saying that from a standpoint of you're wanting to, you got to get a win to get the season going. I'm saying that you have to win because you are better than Georgia Tech.
Oh, sure.
You are supposed to beat this team. This is supposed to be, before the season, you look at this game as the easiest game on the schedule right now. Probably the second easiest game on the schedule after Florida State.
Yeah.
Not counting Western Kentucky.
I won't do that.
I don't know about Florida State. Florida State's got a lot of talent. But I would say Wake Forest.
Did you watch any of the Florida State-Miami game? Did you watch any of the Florida State-Georgia Tech
Miami's
game?
Good.
I did, but Miami's good, man. Miami's good.
Florida State didn't have a coach. who retired
today? Listen, you're probably right, Jack. Here's the thing.
Marcus and Steve are hypersensitive to that.
Of Florida State players.
You need to stop doing the thing where you just look at the team name and nothing else and say, oh, they're Florida State. That's supposed to be a big deal.
It's not the name.
It's not the name. It's where they're getting their players from. It's like they get good players.
Okay, so.
But
they're not producing.
Well. They're not this year yet.
Jack.
It's still not a game. I can't just watch us kick off against Florida State and go, okay, it should be a blowout.
I'm saying Louisville should beat Florida State by multiple touchdowns.
They might. We'll see. I don't know. I can't go there with you. But I will go the last four games of the season, I think Georgia
Tech. I don't go there with Troy.
I'm hypersensitive.
No, I look at when you know recruiting beds and you look at where your talent is mainly coming from.
Listen, anybody listening knows this is just we haven't talked to Jack enough to know. Like, we're just on this show, if you listen a lot, like, we're just really like Southern players, like I said, like UAB, different place. So you're.
If I look at somebody's roster and they have, out of 75 people, if they have
a lot of Florida guys,
Alabama, Florida,
Georgia. You're probably right with what we've saw so far. Yeah, I mean, Florida State, if I'm looking at the game, like, yeah. So
what I'm saying is
I'll meet you in the middle.
Because they can turn it on anytime.
Sure. That's kind of my worry.
And things can change between now and then. Sure. Because there's still a lot of time for Louisville to play Florida State. But if they played Florida State this weekend,
yeah,
even with all Louisville struggles,
yeah,
you're viewing that as you should beat Florida State and you should win. Sure,
especially at home.
But, yeah. but here's the problem.
It's fair.
Vegas wouldn't do that. Vegas wouldn't do that.
Well, because Vegas knows people will suck a bet at Florida State the same way that
No. What I'm saying is you can sit around here and say we should blow Florida State out. And everybody can do that. And Vegas, look, when the line comes out, it'll be a 4-point line and people because like no, Vegas knows. It's talent, it's a big game, and they can save their season by going up to Louisville and busting them.
Gosh, I don't know. That'd be the worst, though. What, Chubba Purdy comes up here and throws for 7 touchdowns? He's like, oh, man, he's the greatest quarterback in the ACC all of a sudden. God, freshman phenom. No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, so but we can meet on that. So you say Georgia Tech, Florida State at this point is a game. You because I do agree with him in the sense of I'm sensitive to the whoop them.
Has Malik put every game in the balance? Are we uncomfortable? Are we so uncomfortable that every game now almost turns into if Malik shows up, we can win.
Kinda.
If Malik doesn't show up, we're going to get busted.
Kind of, yeah. Because if the O-line isn't phenomenal, that's going to hurt the run game. Okay, that's just how it's going to be. So I've got to get somebody that can get the ball down the field. And Georgia Tech is a game, kind of going back to that. It's, like I said, I think the last 4 games of the year, from what I've watched so far, is kind of like that. And maybe that's where I will play Jack's game a little bit with maybe the Florida State name does bother me because the last 4 games of the year, I'm like, oh, yeah, we should win all 4 of them. And that 2 of them, at least 2, have looked more impressive than Florida State to this point.
Why I also don't do that? And this is just me thinking down the road, it's because if we waste 4 games still trying to find out who the quarterback is, we're playing against quarterbacks that have been developing the entire year.
That's exactly where I was going to go with that because I'm like, I have to.
How good is the Pittsburgh quarterback going to be in the last 4 games of the
year? I actually think he's pretty good.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I know. I'm telling you is I liked him. I liked him from the first couple of plays. I said, that dude can play. I didn't know much about him, but watching him made me want to look up who is he really?
Was he a young guy? Is he a young guy?
Kenny Pickett, now he's been there for a few years.
Has he?
Yeah.
Okay, but what I'm saying is
That would draw my ceiling a little bit down on him if he's older.
That Pittsburgh quarterback is going to be able to beat a good team late in the year.
Sure, I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think Pitt's like some 10-win team, but I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. They're going to probably win their next 2 because they're easier games, and then I wouldn't be surprised if they...
Pickett's a senior, by the way.
Is he? Okay, well, that brings my... a little bit down.
He can play.
Yeah, cause if he was a young guy, I was going to be like, man, that dude's going to be a problem going forward, man. I think that's kind of where I'm at. And what you were saying, I've got to figure this out now.
You're right.
Because
I don't want to bench somebody four games.
And now. I'm going to meet Jack here, and I'm going to put Florida State in this. You play 6 games from here on out, you should win. Like, no excuse, really, to lose. And Notre Dame and Virginia Tech, which are games that I could lose those. I think you could play good and still lose a good game, maybe, and say, well, you know, it's not our team sucks. It was a good game. Mm-hmm. You lost the game. So I need to figure that out now. I got to figure that out, like, this week. And that's why the bye week kind of works out good. But against Georgia Tech, I can't keep playing that game. And that's why I was asked the question yesterday, and I said we would talk about it today, so I'm going to kind of go there real quick. Am I playing Malik against Georgia Tech and going to Notre Dame and just saying, look, here's our 2 weeks. We're going to break this season in half, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to play Georgia Tech, and I'm going to play Notre Dame. And I'm going to see what he does. And if he hasn't got it after that, I'm just going to cut it off in the second half of the season.
Okay, so with that being with that stance, you commit to him for two games.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not saying I would. Hold up.
I think I'm okay with that. I think I'm okay with that.
Well, because I just feel like that. I feel like that he may. I haven't watched a ton of Georgia Tech.
I would be okay with that, Steve.
Defensively, I can't imagine Georgia Tech is incredible. So yeah. I just haven't really started on Georgia Tech.
I wouldn't tell him, but I'd have a coaching staff meeting, and I'd say
I just can't have fake juice against Georgia Tech. But so that's what I'm saying. But if I'm going to commit to him, then I've got to commit to him for Notre Dame too, because I sure as heck can't make a switch Notre Dame week. So if he looks decent against Georgia Tech, look, we're rolling.
Yeah, like I wouldn't go crazy, and I just went in to see Coach Satterfield. And I just said, hey, man, listen, guys, I need to know the plan. I need to know your plan. And I want him to say, okay, Mark, shut the door, right? This is the plan.
Yep.
Me and the coaching staff have agreed. We're not going to bother Malik. We're not going to put it in his head that he's about to get benched. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to Rick Pitino it and get on in front of the camera and start talking about how Evan Conley is really slinging the ball in practice. I'm not gonna do that. But yeah, we're gonna give him two games.
Yeah.
All right. And we're not gonna base it on winners or losses. Cause you could go get a win against Georgia Tech because they suck.
Yeah.
Right? We could do a masterful game plan of trick plays and stuff and go upset Notre Dame. We're going to judge him based on his quarterback grading, not wins and losses. He has two games.
Yeah.
And if his quarterback grade, if he didn't grade at an 85 or higher,
mm-hmm.
we're going to make the switch full time.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to get into a QB back and forth with him.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that with Malik.
Like I would be.
It's unfair to him.
Yeah, right.
He's too good of an athlete. He needs to be on the field somewhere. So we need to figure something out. You need to give him the opportunity to get it right.
See,
play somewhere else.
And I'm going to say this, and it's going to sting for me to say it. We have athletes at all other positions.
Oh, I agree.
So
yeah.
Saying he's too good of an athlete, you're not faster than the receivers.
No,
you're not elusive like running backs or anything.
No, but he's a good football player, though.
Where do you get him? I mean, you turn him into a return guy?
No, I turn him into a slot.
But our slots, though.
Yeah, but I mean, you haven't watched him play slot yet. Like, give him a chance. I mean, I don't know. He may not be able to catch a cold. I don't know. You know, like, I mean, let's see. But Braden and Tutu are okay.
Is this like the worst thing we've ever done to an athlete, turning him into a slot quarterback? We just turn it hardcore. Our quarterback into a slot just to get him on the field.
One and two. We got to figure something out.
We've done this. We've done this one time before.
Who? Puma?
No, time before in our lives.
I don't know.
Oh, yes, you do, Steve. He's one of my babies.
I don't know. I'm out.
Reggie Bonifacio.
Oh, yeah, Reggie.
And
he plays NFL running back. And we said he would be a good running back.
We athleted him. We said you got to get him on the field.
We on this show were mocked for saying, no, Reggie's the exact same size as Adrian Peterson. He can probably, not comparing the two by any stretch of the imagination.
He can make a successful transition.
He can play running back in the NFL. Yeah. And you're like, did you hear Robinson Maven say he can play running back? Well, and yeah, Reggie, I mean, while he bounces back and forth from the practice squad, he's an NFL running back. Like, come on. So, I mean, yeah.
I wish he just had a little more time at Louisville to make that transition.
Yeah.
But his problem, too, was the wiggle. He needed a little more wiggle, too.
Yeah.
But he is a running back now. I hope he succeeds. Is there anything we missed on the
No, I think for today, because here's the thing. It's a bye week, so you're able to kind of slow play some things this week.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we're going to do. yeah, with every day, try to kind of open up a new, you know. I mean, because at the end of the day, we are 1-2. And like I said, we said it. You heard Drew say it on his promo. You know, look, mm-hmm. I think we all expected to be 2-1, 3-0 at this point. We're not. But the season still, there's a lot out there. Because what we were talking about, there's 5-6 games. I feel like you should win. So there's still wins on the table. It's not like we play in the SEC West. You know what I'm saying? It's not like we play in a league we have no business being in, like other people around here. And so it's like we there's chances there to still have a pretty solid season. So you're not done yet.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You lose next Friday.
The conversation was supposed to be expectations versus enthusiasm. You know?
Yeah.
You know, like I said, overachieving. How much of that turned into real expectation or over optimism? You know, we thought 2-1. We thought factually 2-1.
Yeah.
You're 1-2.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and
yeah, my lines are 1-2.
And you're close. It was, you know, it's like, I mean, it's not ideal and it feels like a loser thing to say, but it's like, just a couple plays.
You lost by 3 points.
Yeah, just figure out a few things and get it right. So let's get it right. That's what we're figuring out.
I'm glad we got a kicking game.
Yeah.
It's very comfortable.
No, it's awesome.
Rolling along as always. 8150 939 is always the number. 3831 939 is always the text line. YouTube channel is made for the Bill. Are you going to tell them that? Jack, we don't need that.
No, I love it. No, I need it. I don't need it. Give it. Give me 8, 7.
Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Bill.
3.